Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, Robbie.
Oh, hello, Dan. How are we?
I'm very well, thanks, mate. How are you?
I am just tremendous. Just absolutely tremendous. How has your week been?
Well, we spoke last week, didn't we? And you levelled some criticism at me.
Did I? What was it? What did I say?
Over the 52 pub challenge.
You needed up your game. It was a pep talk rather than criticism.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, well, in that case, in future, with your pep talks, maybe a bit more of the positivity and a bit more of the negative.
A bit more carrot less stick?
Yes. That's a nice way of putting it, yeah.
Okay. All right.
But having said that, it worked. It worked. You know, I made a real effort this week, Robbie, to go out drinking in pubs.
That's terrific, and, Dan.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Yes.
Talk me through, Dan, because I've also made a real effort to go drinking.
I know.
I'd like to hear yours first.
Should we do mine first? Okay, so I managed 6 pubs. So I was on 16,
wow.
And I've leapt to 22 inside 1 week.
Talk me through them, because I know I went to one of them with you.
Yes, you did. Okay, so that wasn't the first one. The first one I went to was the Riverside Bar in Hammersmith.
Okay.
Which is, that's actually the studios where we filmed Fantasy Football League.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Sky. The series has just finished and we had a party afterwards in the bar. Definitely counts as a bar. It's a very sort of pubby place. I think you can go in there and just have drinks and sit at tables and chat at a pub. So I'm counting that. So I went there.
No arguments here. No arguments here, Dan.
Had a couple of pints of Pride, London Pride. They had on tap. It was very nice. A couple of bottles of Peroni. You know, chatted to a few celebs, saw a bit of a quick hello to Lee Trundle, who you probably met on Soccer AM, I'm sure.
Lee Trundle, yeah.
Yeah.
He's nice,
yeah,
man.
Lee Trundle was down, so that was nice. Then, next day, I was out with you, Robbie. We recorded with the brilliant comic Elliot Steele.
Yep, and went to pub with him.
Yeah, starting to become sort of almost semi-regular now, isn't it, our guests? Coming to the pub with us after the show.
Well, I was just thinking about this the other day because we went with a previous guest, didn't we? With Doc Brown, okay, Ben Bailey.
Yeah, Ben Bailey Smith. Yeah.
Where did you have you added that pub to the list for both of us as well?
I have added that for both of us. Yes.
Okay.
Yoldy Mitre. Yes.
Yes. So yes, we went to a pub. We went to a pub with Elliot.
Yeah, the One Ton.
Yep. I had to dash and get a train, but a very quick pint.
Yeah, nice little. Quick little pint there. Then on the Friday, I went to, I don't know how to pronounce this, because Salisbury, as in the place, Salisbury is Salisbury.
Yeah.
But this has got a U instead of the I. So I don't know if it is Salisbury or whether it is also Salisbury. I don't know.
It's got a U instead of the I, Salisbury.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but that was our wrap lunch for fantasy football for the end of the series. So
okay.
The production team gathered there in the afternoon and I had a couple of pints of Green King IPA. It's very nice.
And this was in a pub environment, yes.
It's definitely a pub, but you can Well, I mean, obviously you can get food in most pubs. This pub also has a deli attached to it next door. It's run by Italians, I think, and specialises in pizza. So it doesn't sound very pubby, but it is definitely a pub. It has a huge bar with about 10, I think at least 10 things on tap. So a lot of things on tap. And you could, I think there's a, I think you could probably eat anywhere or drink anywhere, but we were around the corner at a big table, but other people were in there just having pints and coming in for a pint of bitter or Guinness or whatever they were having. That's a really nice pub. Very, very friendly people. The guy, I think, probably the guy that runs it came around, looked after us really well. Nice. Really good pizza. Really nice. So that was great.
Yep.
Then from there, this was my big one. That same day, I went to the Groucho, which is already on your list, Robbie, because you're a member.
Media Ponce is the you phrase are, you're yeah, after. Yeah.
I went there to meet our mutual friend Mike.
Okay. Yeah.
Who was nursing a hangover, but he still got stuck in with a couple of drinks. I had a Pilsner, and then I had a thing called a double ginger. I just dipped out of the alcohol for a moment. But that was very nice. Double ginger and I got a cocktail. And then we picked up our other mutual friend, Jim.
Yep.
And we went for a bit of food. And then we went to a pub on the embankment called the Theodore Bullfrog, which is a great name.
It's a terrific name, yeah.
Yeah, really good name. That was covered with a ton of scaffolding. And what was really good is that you could barely see the name, but it just put up, it had a massive sign sort of out the front, just quite bold. It just said, pub, open as usual.
That's good.
I quite like that, yeah.
Reassuring.
Yeah, reassuring. And I'd moved on to the wine by then, so quite rare for me to have a bit of wine in a pub. I went in there and had a glass of red wine. Very nice. And then we went to Sloane Square because we were going to see a David Baddiel performance. We went to the Royal Court Theatre Bar and, had a couple more red wines in there. And had a really great night. So that was a great afternoon and night.
Were you squiffy? You sound like you might be squiffy by this point.
I think by the end of it, I paced myself very well because it was sort of 2 o'clock till about 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
but I wasn't necking drinks or anything. I was quite careful all the way through. It was fine. I didn't no hangover or anything like that. Felt absolutely fine. Just pleasantly sort of lubricated. And just, you know, chatty and had a great laugh and nice to see friends. And, yeah, great afternoon and evening.
Terrific stuff. So ending the week on 6 pubs.
So smash 6 pubs, yeah, four of them in a day.
A return to form, Dan.
Yes. Yeah.
However, I must inform you, it's not going to be enough.
Oh, God.
So I went to 1 pub with you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and that was the extent of my pubbing until yesterday. Now, okay. I had been asked by a local railmongers, Greater Anglia, to make a video for them. Make a little TikTok, basically, going to a couple of different places for them sort of thing. So a bit of work. But one of the things they wanted me to do was essentially a train-based pub crawl. And there is a line starting at Hartford East called the New River Line. And it is 5 stations with a load of good real ale boozers along the way, sort of thing. Oh. It runs along by a river, as the name might suggest. And I'm going to talk you through the boozing now.
That sounds amazing. I've never done a pub call, but sort of by train station.
Well, the thing, I've done one of these before. And the thing is, once you've got your ticket, you can get on and off the train for one ticket, if you know what I mean, as long as you keep going in the same direction.
Oh, your pub crawl standard return, yeah?
Just general return. You can use it for a pub crawl, not right. not a specific pub crawl or anything. So
okay.
Starting off at Hartford East Station, that's the end of the line.
Yep.
The Old Barge was the opening pub, and it is a cracker in Hartford.
I mean, it by just sounds river. Nice because it's called The Old Barge.
It's beautiful. It's by the river. Really friendly staff. We're in there for about a minute and the guy was telling us all about the duck race they're having this weekend and showed us all lots of ducks things. He was telling us really knowledgeable about the beer. I had I stuck purely to cask all day and I had a Barmy Days, which was Adnams Vocation collab thing. I think it's
lovely
Indian Pale Lager, I believe, but that was Very, very pleasant indeed. A terrific pub. Probably the highlight of the day already on there. Then carried on to Hartford East, went to the... Now, this is the Salisbury Arms, S-A-L-I-S,
oh, okay.
Not the unusual spelling of U-S. And I had a McMullen's AK Mild. That's like the local Hartford brewery, I believe, McMullen's.
Oh, nice.
I was there. Mild. I'm not a big mild drinker. Very, very pleasant, though.
You don't see mild very often, do you?
You don't,
no. I quite
no.
like a mild.
Yeah, I think it's quite a sort of... It felt a bit like I was having a pint from the 80s. Do you know what I mean?
But, yes,
but it was.
It's a nostalgic pint.
A nostalgic pint. I didn't have loads of pints in the 80s because I was 13 at the end of the 80s.
Right, that's a good point.
Like that. So 12, 13.
I always think, do you know what I think about? I think about the opening titles to In Sickness and In Health with Alf Garnett and him putting down 84p for a pint. And I reckon that might have been a pint of mild.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Then I did one more pub in Hartford, the Woolpack, where I had a pint called Quinn. And this is like Rivertown, which I think is the same brewery. I think it's McMullen's is trendy craft offering. Do you know what I mean? Because I think they want to keep the tradition of the over 100-year-old AK Mild. I think it's been around since the 1800s, this beer. But then they want to have the sort of trendy youth market sort of thing. I got given a loyalty card as well for Quinn that you can use in different pubs. So that
Incredible.
Was very pleasant.
And that was quick stat. Can I give you a quick stat?
Yep.
It's your second wall pack of the year.
Great stat.
Yeah.
Where was my other wall pack?
Doesn't say, but you had scampi and chips lunch with a family. Is the wall pack in?
Oh, it's in Norwich. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Great fact. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Impressive stats work for you there. Then went on to where? No, I'm not asking you. That's the name of the place, Dan. And what you'll find is if you put that on Instagram, you will get around 30,000 people doing that joke to you. So there you go.
Okay.
I went to a pub called The Spread Eagle, right by the station, 2-minute walk from the station, had another pint of AK Mild. It was their only cask offering. Locals pub, I would say, Dan.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed it. They did turn up the horse racing quite loudly. That gives you an idea of it. There were betting slips on the wall of the pub that you could, for like the local bookmakers or something like that, you could go and get to fill into there. It was very much an old school sort of locals, like three boys at the bar in the afternoon sort of thing, just watching the horse racing. So,
yeah. It's been a long time since I've been in a pub where it's... everyone's watching the horse race.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Quite a while. Had a pint there. They went to the Waterside and had a pint of Proper Job, which is St. Austell, I think, isn't it?
Oh, I like St. Austell. So that good beers.
So that was two in the where.
Yeah.
Then back on the train. So each of these things, there's a train every half hour, and you're just going one stop down the lines. It's a 3 or 4 minute train ride each time.
Okay.
And I should say, these aren't the only pubs. There were a huge amount of pubs in Hartford East, more than in Manningtree. loads. And I went to next to St. Margaret's, was this not the one near Richmond, but the one in Hertfordshire.
No. Yeah.
And I went to the Jolly Fisherman.
Nice name.
Yeah, which was I'm going to describe it as perfectly pleasant.
Okay.
It was nice. It wasn't exceptional. It wasn't like the Old Barge that I was going, great pub, could spend an afternoon here. This was perfectly pleasant.
Yep.
And then on to one more stop down the line to Rye House, which is the stop. And there's a pub there also called Rye House.
Okay.
Again, perfectly pleasant. And then from there on to Broxbourne, the final stop on this real ale line, to the Crown Inn. And my record keeping of what pints I'm having has gone by now.
Yeah, of course.
It was, but that was a lovely pub. You had a little walk down a lane and it was right by the river, an enormous beer garden, absolutely enormous. It would be terrific in the summer. We sat outside because it was a pleasant evening. And boats, like sort of pedalo type things available. They weren't being used. But yeah, it was idyllic. It's a terrific word for it. So yeah, the Crown Inn in Broxbourne was excellent. And then my friend Mark and I, who I was out with, had to get back to Norwich. We went to Liverpool Street and we had just a showboat. We went to a pub by Liverpool Street as well. Dirty Dicks, I think it's called, which I've seen a lot.
Robbie.
Well, I was going to say, I've I've seen it a lot. It's got like sort of red neon out the front. I've never been in. Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it, yeah.
You, when you walk out of Liverpool Street Station towards sort of Spitalfields Market, it's right in front of you there.
I know. I know it.
So, yeah, so that was my pubbing. So
incredible.
I think, was that 9? 8 or 9? No.
That was, it was on 9.
Plus the other one.
Including the 1 ton. So basically, we started this challenge of the first pub notice board of the year. And I said to you, Robbie, I think what I'd like to do is go and visit 52 different pubs this year and, you know, just branch out and visit different pubs and appreciate them and stuff. And you jumped onto that as well. You said you'd like to take that challenge too.
Yep.
It's now not even April. And with when you and Mark walked into Dirty Dick's near Liverpool Street Station, you hit the 52. The big 52.
Can I just check that? Because I think we might miss one out then. Can I just check which ones you've got down there? You've got the Old Barge, Salisbury Arms, Woolpack, Spread Eagle, the Waterside.
Yeah.
And then we've
Jolly
got...
Jolly Fisherman. Rye House. No, you're right. Sorry, I have got them all. Yeah,
Crown
it's
Inn.
10, including the 1 ton.
Yeah, thank
terrible,
you. Thank
terrible, terrible adding up.
So the Crown Inn would have been the 52 then, would it?
No, Dirty Dicks is still the 50. Yes, I just hadn't added up. I'd added up Wonderful. Correctly, but yeah.
So yeah, so, well, that's... I don't know if that's something to be proud of in March or not.
50, and some pubs you will have been to more than once, I imagine.
Not many, because of this challenge. I've tried to mix up. I think, do you know what? I don't think I've gone out... I've not at any point gone out drinking because of this challenge. I think I have gone to different pubs because of the challenge. So I think that's quite good. You're experiencing more pubs, but I'm not just going out boozing for no reason sort of thing. So
I reckon you've got basically... You know, if a striker scores about 0.8 goals a game, you go, that's a great return. I think you're roughly hitting 0.8 pubs a day, I think. Something along those lines.
Yeah, so January, February, March, we've done 50.
Yeah.
If I could keep up this form, I could be hitting 200 pubs this year.
You could be.
That's...
Is that your new target?
Well, I don't know. You just take each pub as it comes. Just keep going. But that is quite the pace.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I genuinely don't know how I feel about this.
I don't think you're going to remember. But like when we come to the end of the year and we look down the list, because I thought this is what we'll do. We'll look down the end of the list at the end of the year and we'll say, oh, that pub was amazing. That pub was amazing. And we'll choose our favourites. But some of these you're going to be going, I can't remember going in there.
I'm not going to remember what the Waterside in Ware was like in 3 months' time.
No.
I will remember the Old Barge, though, because it was excellent.
Yeah, the Old Barge.
Wonderful, Dan. Have you got much pubbing to come?
I'm finally, this Friday, it's been on the cards for a long time, hoping to go to the Churchill Arms in Notting Hill.
That's the one that's really Christmassy at Christmas time, isn't it?
Yes, and celebrates Churchill, and in the summer has big, big flower arrangements outside, and it does apparently amazing Thai food. So me and Alex are, I think, hoping to go there before QPR at Birmingham on Friday.
Lovely.
So I've definitely got that, and I'm going to go back to the parents, Easter Sunday.
Nice. Could get some, that's a good opportunity to get some new, some different location pubs.
Yes. Yeah. And me and Dad might have a drink or a bit of lunch before a Maidstone United game on the Monday, I suspect.
Lovely. I'm going up. I'm going to various places up north for a few days. So I might well get some different pubs in as well. So we're not letting up the pace just because of our 52 pubs already reached. I'm going to keep going, keep their head down, keep working.
Grind me into the dust.
Exactly. I'm going to grind you, Dan. Talking about grinding, can you grind your way over to the pub notice board and just grab a little letter there.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We've got a slightly odd letter. This is from someone in Enfield. And they seem to think that you run a real pub, which obviously you do.
Yep.
And they've put a subject line and they've attached a CV to work in the pub.
So this is someone genuinely going for a job?
Yeah, it seems to be, yeah. They've worked in a Wetherspoons.
Okay.
And so it's sort of a fairly young person, I think. It's probably old enough to work in a pub, but fairly young. They've had a few different bar jobs and waiter jobs and that kind of thing.
Full clean driving license? That was on my CV.
Not listed.
That's 3 points, isn't it?
But they do have organisational skills.
Good. I mean, I've got to be honest, whoever that person is, we will not name them, but you need to be being a little bit more, putting a little bit more care into your job search, I think. Like, yes. I think if you are looking for a job, you need to make sure that the pub is in the same realm as you.
Yeah. I think you need to have accommodation there. You need to have been a resident there.
Yeah.
Because how else are you going to get, they haven't thought through how.
And if he hasn't got a car, if he or she haven't got a car, then they, how are they going to transport between realms? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Because you hadn't advertised, had you? Or are you looking for stuff?
We're always looking for sort of people. But very high turnover of staff at the Moon Underwater.
Yes. But you're not looking for a new regular, right?
No, not looking for a new regular. No. Just that's not really a paid job. So
no.
In fact, you pay for the drinks.
Yeah, yeah. You can't really stop me from coming in, I suppose.
I mean, I could.
You could bar me. It would be awkward. That's the thing.
Well, look, Dan, I'm sorry. If anyone is looking for someone with good organisational skills to work in a pub, rough area of the country for them, maybe we can find them a job.
North London, I think.
North London. If you've got a pub in North London, you want someone with good organisational skills, but I will be honest, a very poor attention to detail in finding out where pub is, then let us know and we'll pass on the CV to you. Dan, time to go now. We've got business to attend to. Go on.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking, should we do a quick call to arms for any other thoughts that people have got?
I'd like some thoughts. Because I think we have focused very heavily on the 52 pubs challenge now. But now that's...
Yes.
Complete in its original form. We can move on to other things. So yeah, Robbie@moonunderpod.com, anything that you've got to talk about.
I quite like the email we had last week about, it was Colm, wasn't it? And he was trying to visit every single
Irish bar.
Irish pub in the world.
Yeah.
I'd quite like to know of anyone who's visited the strangest place you've found an Irish pub.
Yeah,
that'd be quite a nice topic.
I'd like to know... Having done a rail-based pub crawl, has anyone got any other rail pub routes? Like a good, a little line with lots of pubs fairly close to the station sort of thing? Because this was an excellent one. I think this was made in conjunction with our local branch of Camera as well. So,
Lovely.
So,
and is there any other transport? You know, obviously safe transport, not driving a car. That would be mad, unless you're a designated driver, that you could do a pub crawl, or I've tried a pub crawl on, like by boat or something like that.
Norfolk Broads is good for that.
Oh, it is good, isn't it? Yeah.
Because you can just, there's a lot more lax boat driving drinking laws. I don't know exactly what they are, but it's not the same as cars.
No, we went on a stag do there many years ago, didn't we? Mm. I remember we stopped off at a pub from our barge for a lovely lunch, didn't we?
But yeah, you can just go down, have a little pint, get back on the boat, travel all that sort of thing. And
yeah, anyone's done anything like that or any other form of transport?
Yeah.
Love to hear about it.
Love to hear from that. Okay, wonderful. Robbie@moonunderpod.com. Dan, would you please kindly just take the pub notice board down gently and place it in the corner?
Okay, I will.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.